Thursday, people will be coming in during their scheduled times. There'll be booths out on the mall where parents and families can ask questions. There'll be a picnic for students from 5 to 7, and then there's also a session about St. Cloud State traditions that they go to during 1 hour of that. Then they go to floor meetings if they're in the res halls, and then they go down for the opening ceremonies in the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center. Then they all walk together back up to Atwood for a huge Atwood After Dark experience. We have a house party 101 session, which is really kind of a fun interactive session where they learn about how to be safe. We have inflatables. They have free food samples from all the different Sodexo locations. We have a relaxation area. You name it, we've got it going on. All things campus recreation will be down in all the athletic facilities doing things from like a late skate to a big movie out on the Husky football stadium to the rock climbing wall. The whole area will be just packed with events down there. So that's really cool for Friday night. And then Saturday night, there's a kind of a dance party, a Blizzathon dance party in Atwood in the ballroom. I know we do have one of our alums coming back, David Christoph, to talk to the students about engaging in something they're passionate about. So he is going to talk about how you find your passion, and then he's going to take them on a kind of a run walk as well. Some of the new components this year with being able to have 4 days, we do have a whole service project day, like 2 to 5, where they get to participate in 11 different service projects they get to pick and choose. Some of them will be on campus, and some of them will be off campus. There's just so much. There's so many things. The schedule is rigorous. There's things going on pretty much every day, every minute of the day, there's options for them.